February 26th. Luke chapter 9, verses 10 through 17. The apostles returned, and they told Jesus what they had done. He took them with him and withdrew privately to a desert place. The crowds learned of it and followed him. He welcomed them and spoke to them about God's kingdom and cured those who needed to be healed. The day was nearly gone, and the 12 approached Jesus and said to him, "Dismiss the people that they may go into the surrounding country and villages for food and lodging, because we are here in a desert place." He replied to them, "You give them food." But they answered, "We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we go and buy for all this crowd." About 5,000 men were there. He said to his disciples, "Have them to sit in groups of about 50 each." They did so, and Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and he looked up into heaven and gave thanks. He then broke them and gave them to the disciples, who passed them to the people. After everyone had eaten and was satisfied, 12 baskets of broken pieces were collected. John chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. After these things, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, that is, of Tiberias. A large crowd was following him, because they saw the miracles that he was performing for the sick. Jesus went up into the mountain, was sitting there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the Jewish feast, was drawing near. Jesus looked up and saw a large crowd coming to him, and he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these people may eat?" Now he was saying this to test him, for he knew what he was about to do. Philip replied, $40 worth of bread would not be enough for each to receive a little." One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said, "A boy here has 5 barley loaves and 2 little fish, but what are these among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people to sit down." There was much grass in the place. The men, about 5,000 in all, sat down. Jesus received the loaves and gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were sitting, and likewise also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he said to the disciples, "Gather the fragments, so that nothing be lost." They gathered the broken pieces left over from the 5 loaves of the barley bread, which the people had eaten, and filled 12 baskets. The people who saw the sign which he did were saying, "Indeed, this is the prophet who comes into the world." Jesus saw that they were about to come and seize him, to make him a king, and he went again into a mountain alone.